fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 6th day of December. Prepper tip of the day, I want to make sure that all your team members, you make sure all your team members have a mechanical wristwatch, a self-winding wristwatch, a wristwatch that does not take batteries. Very important. Tactical situation, it could literally be a matter of life and death. We patiently in agreement with my friend, Dr. Len Wilbert. Dr. Wilbert is my personal physician. He was my wife's, Dr. Moore's personal physician. We're going to be talking about health, health-related matters. And if you need a private consultation with Dr. Wilbert, just give him a call. His personal cell phone number is 314-495-6480. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, J.R. Moore. Am I coming through pretty clearly?
It sounds pretty good. I could get more volume on my end, but it sounds pretty clear.
Okay.
Well, sir, we're well into late fall. Winter is officially, I think, about 3 weeks away. And into the holiday season, and people eating unfamiliar foods and way too much. Are there going to be health consequences of that? Won't there be, sir?
Oh, my goodness. This is the time of the year, John, where I use the analogy. I've never run a marathon. I could probably train for about 3 months, 6 months, and get ready for a marathon. But I don't recommend, if you've never run a marathon, to go out and run one tomorrow. Now, you might make it in some hours, taking some time to recover. But it's not something that you would normally do. And so what I've been doing for this end of the year festivities, I don't really celebrate holidays per se, because in my world, I think every day is a holiday. We should take Thanksgiving and the spirit of love, joy, and peace and extend it throughout the entire 365 1/4 days per year, not just a season. My son, when he was 9 years old, he said, "Dad, why isn't every day a holiday with a paid vacation?" And I looked at him and I said, "Son, that's a great question. why don't you start working on it now? Because I haven't figured it out, and I'll help you. And so we tend to go into this event, which we haven't done probably to this degree since last year. And then you expect your body to adapt to the extra stress. Now, stress is neither good or bad. You tend to think of stress as bad. The connotation for stress is that it's not good. Well, if you didn't do something to stress your body and it never changed the physiology, then you wouldn't live. Simple example, if you were to eat a banana now, it would be a stress for your stomach, and the physiology would change in order to digest the banana. If it didn't change, the banana would kill you. And so we have an adaptive system that allows us to adapt to additional stresses. I've had clients come in this time of the year in the Midwest. There's leaves falling, and they haven't raked leaves since last year. So they get out, and they rake the front, they rake the back, they pick up the leaves, they fill up the bags, and on Monday they wonder why their neck, back, and shoulders are sore. What'd you do over the weekend? Oh, I raked my front and back. Okay. Did you ask your body for permission? What do you mean, doctor? Well, did you stretch the muscles that you were going to use? And then when you finished raking, did you thank your body for performing for you? Again, stretching the muscles that you just used. Well, no, I didn't do that. But then you can't expect your body to respond any other way. Or, you know, doc, this back just acted up on me over the weekend. What'd you do? Oh, I painted my 2 bedrooms upstairs and my bathroom upstairs. When was the last time you painted? Oh, it's been about 10 years ago. Oh, same question. Did you ask for permission? And did you thank your body afterwards? See, stretching is preparation for activity. Stretching is recharging your body, your battery. The muscles are recharging with batteries, and the more you stress them, the more you charge them. The more you charge them, the more intense the electrical nerve system signal is going to the brain and from the brain. And so we embark on this time of the year, and we eat all kinds of things. You know the worst thing to eat this time of year?
What's
really difficult for me to? Sugar.
Oh, well, sugar's in so many things. Sugar. Yeah. It's hard to avoid.
Yeah,
it's
hard. So I pick my sugar very wisely, like chocolate things and fruity sugar things, and not very much of them either. My son is a chef, pretty renowned chef. Everybody loves him here in the area. And he calls me up. He says, Dad, I'm cooking next Thursday. I go, Ripley, okay. Well, I know where I'll be. When the chef says, come, I'm cooking, I'll be there. And by mid-evening, I was rolling in the floor with 5 grandchildren. Oh, hilarious. But the food was delicious and nutritious. See, that's the key. Delicious, nutritious, moderation.
Absolutely. Moderation. That's very important. Yep. Very important.
It takes your system over the edge. And then we have to recover just in time for New Year's, and then there's all kinds of activity going on around New Year's. And in fact, John, we're really close to the end of a decade and the beginning of a new one. That's what's really exciting for me. I don't know why, but it's just time. It goes by. It doesn't wait for anyone. And so when I look at this time of the year, I'm excited for 2 reasons. One, everybody, or most everybody, they're pretending or at least indulging in some different level of happiness or love or random acts of kindness or, you know, those things that would be beneficial for everyone all the time if we practiced them more. It would be beneficial for humankind if we were kind to ourselves and kind to others. And as I ride around town, I'm looking at the expression on people's faces and the pattern with which they're driving, and what else? It just tells me that people are not in a good mindset. One is because we've tended to commercialize Christmas so much and make it the focus of gift giving and all of this. I learned long time ago. I mean, I was still dating in my early 20s. And at that time, I had several girlfriends that I would buy gifts for. And I would wait till the last minute and get a great sale. And then in January, the very thing I bought was even more reduced by another 30, 40%.
Right.
And I said to myself then, I said, self, you're not buying any more presents during Christmas. You're going to buy them in January. And I told everybody else that. It's like, no, you get them in January. You get more. I save money.
Well, I got to follow up on that, Doctor. I had no idea when I was a child, but if you want to buy a Christmas tree and pay almost no money for it, you do it on Christmas Eve. And that's what my parents did.
Mm-hmm.
They always bought the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. And, of course, they saved money because they're desperate to get these things off the lot because the following morning they're literally trash and can't give them away.
Yes. Oh boy, but it's good for the, I guess, the country for sure, because again it switches our mindsets to something more positive. And as I studied John even more, and I studied the effect that thoughts, feelings, and emotions have on your physiology, and I research what affects the brain and how your nerve system responds. And again, I use the word nerve because I don't know who came up with nervous system. It's not a nervous system. You're nervous when you have to speak in front of 1,000 people. You're nervous when you have to go on camera or whatever. But your nerve system is the electrical system in the body that makes everything work. You name it, it's a nerve that makes it work. And then there's this other part of the nerve system that's very little known. It's called the reticular activating system. It's known as the great integrator or facilitator. In other words, if there's a nerve system function, the reticular activating system is there to facilitate or to integrate that signal. So if you listen to this command, I want you to focus on your left big toe, and I want you to just move that toe up and back down. And you were pretty successful at doing that.
Yep, I just did it.
If you were a 3-month-old and I said that, the best I would get is a smile.
Hopefully. Yep.
All babies love me. All babies, plants, animals, and most people just love me. And so they have not learned what their eye is, or what the toe is. You know, you go through that. Point to your nose. No, that's your ear. Here's your nose. And you go through that. You learn words. You learn behavior. And the human brain, once it learns something, it cannot act on the opposite of what it has learned. Again, the simple analogy is don't think of a pink elephant. It's too late, you just did. So the adult brain, not to mention the child's brain, but the adult human brain can't act on the opposite. And so when we're speaking, we want to speak in terms of what we would love to have happen. Stop running through this house. 12 minutes later, they're still running. And you're about losing it. I told you to walk long time. Well, no, that's the first time you told them to walk through the house. Now, if you, and then you just go to compromise. Now, if you want to run, how about we go outside and let you run for as long as you want to? But not in the house where there's sharp edges and you just might hurt yourself very bad. And they get the point. And so in order for you to get to hear the sound of my voice, it gets to your earlobe, goes down the auditory canal, and this sound wave hits a membrane, your eardrum. It's called the tympanic membrane. The tympanic membrane vibrates, and it turns the sound signal into a mechanical signal, a mechanical and an electrical signal. And there's three bones behind the tympanic membrane. Ooh, almost had it. The incus, the anvil, and what's that third one? But it's three of them. And those bones will conduct sound, and cranial nerve 8 will electrically take the sound that's been converted to an electrical signal and send it all over the brain. And the brain will interpret the words, move your big toe. And then it will generate a signal over a series of synapses. I couldn't begin to tell you how many synapses. That's the where the nerve signal leaps from one nerve ending to the next. It's not just one long nerve to your big toe. It's a series of synapses that's a learned program. And so now you heard the sound of my voice, you've interpreted the words, and you evoked the signal in your brain to send a motor message, that's the nerve signal going from brain to body, is motor. However, it's more important, the sensory message to the brain is more important than the motor message. What I mean is, the message that's coming from the body is sensory. The brain interprets that message. It doesn't challenge that message. It sends the message back based on the message it received. And so it's more important, the nerve signal that comes from the brain to the brain. And so you heard the sound of my voice. You transformed it into an electrical mechanical signal. It was interpreted all over the brain. And you were able to carry it out. Now, that's a very very detailed explanation of how you're able to do that. Here's my point. The reticular activating system was everywhere that nerve activity occurred. Everywhere. It's the facilitator. I was talking to a person the other day, and I said, well, have you ever been to a chiropractor before? Oh, no. Well, why? Well, I've never had the need to. Okay. Have you ever had your eyes checked? Oh, yeah. Why? Well, you know, my vision was, oh, okay. What about a medical examination? Oh, I get one of those every year. Why? Well, just to check up on myself. And, oh, but you didn't need to get it, but you know you get a medical exam every year. Okay, if you believe that, that's true. The last medical exam I had was 1994. It was for a life insurance policy. That's the last medical examination. No, I don't do yearly exams in the typical medical fashion. And so what about your ears? Have you ever had your hearing check? Oh, yeah, I had my hearing check a couple years ago. It's still pretty good. Okay, so you had your eyes and your hearing and your physical exam and all of that. And did you
hold
know
that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We have a break.
All right.
Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 6th of December. I'll be speaking in Orlando, Florida. That will be the 8th day of February, the day before we go on our Caribbean cruise. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you need a private consultation, just give him a call. His personal cell phone number, here it is, twice, slowly, 314-495-6480. I say again, 314-495-6480. Let's continue, doctor.
All right, John. So we were having this discussion, and he said, oh, yes, you seem pretty proud of it, too. I get my prostate checked every couple of years. I get a colonoscopy, and he's just telling me all these things that he's doing. And then I asked him, I said, well, have you ever seen a chiropractor? He says, well, no, I've never had to see a chiropractor. Well, why not? Oh, I've never injured myself. My back doesn't hurt. Well, that's what you've been told. You've been told that you go see a chiropractor when you slip and fall, or when you're in a motor vehicle accident, or when you hurt your back from doing something around. That's the only time? Well, you've been misled. There's no better time to evaluate nerve system function than when it is developing. I suggest infants get a spinal exam soon after birth. The youngest child that I've updated was my grandson. He's 13 this year. And I do energy balancing work. It's brain, body, energy field balancing. And it works on everyone all the time, 100% of people, 100% of the time. And the youngest person that I updated was my son, Khalil, my grandson, Khalil. I balanced him and the baby while the umbilical cord was attached over St. Mary's Hospital. And I stayed there until the physician, and incidentally, they were all female physicians in the delivery room. She said, excuse me, I need to get right here. I walked around on the other side, continued connecting dots, balancing my daughter and her son. The dad cut the umbilical cord. They cleaned him up, put him in the incubator, and I'm over there with him for the next 20 minutes. And he gets four consecutive energy balancing updates in 20 minutes. The most remarkable thing I've ever seen. And I had my cell phone with me, too. I didn't really think to take a picture. You'd probably be embarrassed if they'd pop up. He took a picture of me naked when I was born.
Right.
And to this date, he's quite a cerebral dude. He wants to be an astronaut and an astrophysicist. I go, okay. One of the things I love looking at, too, is astronomy. And so my point is, we've been taught to get checked. Why? Because an ounce of a prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I don't know if it's, well, yes, I do. I can safely say that it is the, not all at this day, but early on in the chiropractic profession, in the late 1890s, chiropractors were locked up in New York for practicing medicine without a license. And so medicine and chiropractic came about around the same time. See, Western medicine, as we know it, didn't exist in the 1700s, 1800s. That's why so many people died, because we didn't know Western medicine. But chiropractors were locked up for practicing medicine without a license. Well, we've never practiced medicine. We just help the body's natural healing process. No prescription drugs, no surgeries unless you absolutely need it. And so I asked him, I said, well how many, are you taking any medications? He goes, oh, yeah, I take about this for this. And, oh, so you're taking about four medications. This is a guy in his mid-50s. And then my next question is, well, why did you start taking the medication? Oh, because I had high blood pressure. Really? When did you start taking it? Oh, about 10 years ago. Well, before you started taking it, did you have high blood pressure? Well, not that I know of. Oh, you didn't know. And then one day you showed up in the doctor's office and said, oh, you have elevated blood pressure. Let's give you a drug, as opposed to, why do I have elevated blood pressure? And number two, ask your doctor this. Why did I stop making cholesterol-regulating drugs? Why did I stop making high blood pressure and fluid regulating drugs? Ask your medical doctor that and see if he has an answer. It may be something like, oh, it's hereditary. Yeah, right. If it was hereditary, people would still be having leprosy. It's not hereditary. You take on some of the aspects of living from your ancestors. We've come a long way about learning about personal hygiene and what foods to eat, what foods not to eat. Oh, speaking of foods to eat, there's a book out. It's called The Blue Zone Kitchen.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 6th day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our daily intelligence briefing is back up and running. A friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent, he puts this together every day. It's his retirement hobby. It's a lot of time to put this together. Dozens of new articles every week. If you want to know what's going on in the world, just come to my website daily. Go to the Daily Intelligence Briefing and get up to date on what's going on in geopolitical matters around the planet. If you have arthritis pain, we have something that will help you. It's called the Energy Cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Yes, it works. Everybody with arthritis issues gets relief. Everybody does. There's a tiny percentage of people that, for reasons we don't understand, it doesn't work. I would say at this point probably 2 or 3%. I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee for those unfortunate people. Sometimes I wonder if they even took it out of the box, but that's a different story. The main story is it works. Get the details at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Check out the factory-made mattress pads that go with it. That's the best combination to get the quickest relief that you can get, a mattress pad, and the energy cleaner. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Len Wilbert, if you've got a question or comment for Dr. Wilbert, any health-related matter, just give us a call at 800-313-9443. If you don't want to share your personal medical situation with 10,000 people, just call Dr. Wilbert privately, and he'd be glad to talk to you. His number is 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All right, John, I was mentioning, I don't remember the author's name, but he writes for, Time Magazine. No, what's the other one? I'll think of it in a minute.
Newsweek? Time?
It's a geographical magazine. They travel
National
all over
Geographic.
The world. There it is. I said it. National Geographic, yes.
Right.
That's what he writes for. And so he did a... years ago, he did a study of where do people live the longest in the world. And he found a few areas. He calls them blue zones. The oldest living women on this planet live in Okinawa, Japan. And he has 100 recipes of what they eat every day. If you've heard this before, you are what you eat. That is absolutely true. Just take a look around in our society today. Two Big Macs for the whopping price of $6. Yes, it's a pandemic. It's not an epidemic anymore. It's a pandemic. If you want an idea about how hard your body has to work when you put on a few extra pounds, just grab 2-gallon jugs and go up 10 steps, go back down, go back up again, go back down, and you put both of those jugs down. Because that little weight just caused you to work harder. Your joints, your organs, the heart by design alone, just by design, the heart never stops beating from the moment it starts beating until it stops beating. Everyone, unless you're fatally killed in an accident of some sort, but everyone dies of heart failure. No matter what condition you have, the final diagnosis is heart failure. The heart stops working. And when the heart stops working, when the heart checks out, the brain knows this. Everybody else has to check out too. And so the body is the perfect messenger. The body is the perfect messenger. It can't do anything wrong. It tells you the choices that you've been making in your lifestyle up to this point. And it accumulates. It accumulates a health enhancing longevity of life or health longevity decreasing. It's either or. And so we have a pharmacy factory inside of our bodies, inside of our brains, actually. It's called the pineal gland. It's called the pituitary gland. We have an anterior and posterior pituitary that makes all the drugs that we need until it stops making the drugs. The only reason why it stops making the drugs is because there's an emergency that makes the pharmacy shut down. The pharmacy factory shuts down. What's the emergency? Stress. Stress. How you think and feel about anything. How you think about your relatives. How you think and feel about yourself. If it's not positive, if it's less than positive, then you just dumped a truckload of acid into your system that your acid buffering system, your acid neutralizing system, was not supposed to handle. It is acid of such a concentrated level that your healing system will shift its priority. Then you have a forest fire inside your body. And your healing system directs its attention to the forest fire, much like the fires burning out in California. And so everyone from the surrounding communities comes to save those homes and save the forest. And then all of a sudden, there's a warning to the fire chief. We have a nuclear plant in Denver beginning a meltdown. Guess what? That's a greater priority than a forest fire. and all of the surrounding first responders will be at the nuclear plant. Guess what's happened to the forest fire? It's still burning. But it's not a greater threat to the planet as the nuclear plant. That's exactly what your system does. Your system gives attention to the greatest threat to your survival. And the greatest threat to your survival, second to less than positive thoughts, feelings, and emotions, the greatest threat is medicine. Man-made drugs. Most of them start from plants, and they put them in the laboratory and add some chemicals to them. And so now your body says, hey, what's this? We got a new emergency. Not that you're stuck in some past tense, future tense, or present moment stress. Not that your computer has frozen in a moment of time and it's not functioning as well as it could. It's functioning in default mode. No, it doesn't tell you all that. It says there's an emergency, and that's a greater threat to our life. And so it shifts its attention from telling you that you have elevated blood pressure to putting out the fire. The Chernobyl, if you will, nuclear plant. We must contain that. And it takes about 3 to 4 hours for that to happen. And so now it goes back to say, hey, we got to tell dude over here, he better do something. He's going to blow a gasket. Let me elevate the blood pressure again. And then 4 hours later, you take another pill. Oh, shift things. Boom. Emergency responders go over there and get the chemical out the body. That's why you have to take medicines once, twice, three times a day, because it takes the liver and the kidney that long to filter it. But it does nothing to address the cause of elevated blood pressure. Here's the cause of elevated blood pressure. Either plaque in the arteries or narrowing arteries or heart not putting out specific cardiac efficiency, or you're stuck in stress in your mind. And you're running from the bear all the time. You can't run and make healing drugs at the same time. One of the things that people do this time of year is that they'll eat, and then inevitably they'll engage in a conversation of past tense nonsense. Something that made you feel less than positive years ago. And every year you seem to talk about it the same way and relive the same less than positive emotions. And now you've accumulated more of what you weren't supposed to have. See, humans weren't supposed to have less than positive emotions. We learned to do that. That's why it's so hard. That's why it's so difficult. Oh, none of that's true. That's why it takes effort to learn how to be a positive thinker, to learn how to look at things. And you don't have to internalize it and process it as the stress and the negative that it is. You could flip it and process it like, you know, the world's going to be a better place someday. And I'm going to do everything I can to make it that way. That's a positive input. As opposed to, oh, this will... No, come on now. You have no control over climate control. So why would you have a less than positive thought or feeling about that? Sure, it exists. If you don't think it exists, just Google Earth and do a comparison of 10 years ago. Yes, it exists, but you don't have to process it as something... Whatever you can't do anything about, just let it go. Let it go and see the positive. If you knew the devastating consequences that the acid chemical that is produced, the acid chemical that is produced from a less than positive thought, feeling, and emotion, if you knew the destruction it created, from this moment on, you would do everything you can in your power to learn and practice how not to get upset about anything ever again. Because it's that destructive.
Doctor,
that
brings up a football analogy. To me, it does anyway. Mm-hmm. And I've always admired quarterbacks. These men, when they get the ball, they've got 11 men opposing them, about 5 or 6 top athletes that are doing everything they can to reach that quarterback as quickly as they can and knock him to the ground. Despite that knowledge, the quarterback has full knowledge that these men are desperately trying to knock him to the ground. He maintains his cool, and he's watching his receivers. and he's picking out a receiver, and he's passing to the receiver, knowing full well that these top athletes, running full speed, as tough and as fast as they can, are attempting to knock him down. Mm-hmm. Now, that's an example of a man overriding a clear and present danger to his physical safety and acting in spite of it, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. And men, we tend to do that. We tend to not listen to our bodies. And I haven't quite figured it out yet. Women are different. If there's something going on in the body, they'll say, oh, I need to go check this out.
More the warrior. The man's job is to protect the women and children. That's the man's job. When faced with danger, women will retreat to a safe area. When faced with danger, men will seek out and attack the danger. That's the difference, sir.
Yes. That's the difference, yes. It's real interesting. On the flip side of that, women still live longer in this country than men. However, they die first of heart attack. I haven't quite put my finger on that one yet, but I have some ideas. And so the blue zone, these people live greater than 100 years. They all eat the same thing every day, and their diet consists of grains, nuts, berries, some fruit, and greens.
And which population is that, sir?
This is Okinawa, Japan. This is up in the Himalayas.
My dad was there for about a year. Yeah, he was really glad to get home. They're not ethnic Japanese. They're very close to being ethnic Japanese, but they are a separate ethnic group. They're not Japanese. They're not Chinese, are they?
Yes. That's right. That's exactly right. So it just tells me that, see, on the outside, we're different. On the inside, we're different to a degree, but the anatomy and physiology of the human being does not change from one human to the other. The physiology is the same in every human on the planet, just different levels, just different intensities. And so what works for one will work for another, just to a different degree. Now, at this point in my life, I don't take any medications because I don't see the need to. If I need something, I would take more nutrition, more whole food supplement. And that's the key, whole food. Vitamins are showing up on the gas station shelf. Well, where did that come from? You don't know. But everybody's taking them because they believe that vitamins and minerals will help them. Yeah. They also was told that you never need to see a chiropractor. Oh, don't you go to that chiropractor ever again. I have a short story. There's my front desk. I used to have a front desk CA, and her mother-in-law was on dialysis, and every weekend she would have a blood pressure event where it would skyrocket through the roof, plummet through the basement. They have to take her to the emergency room and keep her alive, stabilize the blood pressure, and she'd go home, and she'd do it again the next weekend. And I'm going, weekend stress, huh? Okay, good. Tanya, I can help your mother with that. You know, I can help her. Okay, one day she comes in. This is September. The first week that she was in the office, she didn't go to the emergency room. That's different. The first month, she didn't go to the emergency room. And so what I did, of course, I put on a nutrition program and did the energy balancing things that I do, and the body responds perfectly. Once you update the program, you know, if you're running a DOS operating system, Windows 95 or something, you have no software support. I mean, those programs are outdated. And some of the programs in our bodies are outdated. And so once we identified what the issue was and then addressed the issue, it's either raw materials available for healing or the system needs to be updated to present time consciousness. And so we did that. And within 6 weeks, she had gotten her driver's license back. She was driving to Memphis, taking her husband, going fishing on the weekend. She said, Dr. Wilbur, I'll never stop taking my green products and my minerals. Oh, I'll never stop taking it. And one day, and she went from dialysis 3 days a week, 4 hours a day, to dialysis 3 days a week, 2 hours a day or less. and she was driving herself. And the dialysis nurse said, "What are you doing, Ms. Brooks? You seem to be getting much better." "Well, my chiropractor, oh, no. No, you're not going to see a chiropractor. This is December." "Well, yeah, I've been going since September." "No, you can't go see a chiropractor." "Well, I'm feeling so good." "Yes, you are, but it's not the chiropractor. You ask that chiropractor if he knows anything about kidney disease, because it's tricky." Next visit, she comes in. "Dr. Wood, my nurse asked me to ask you if you know anything about kidney disease." I said, "Nope."
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We have a last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 6th of December. Well, doctor, we're all waiting to find out what the outcome was. Did this lady continue seeing you as your client, or did she discontinue after talking to the meds? Doctor, take your phone off mute. Hello, Dr. Wilbert.
Yes.
Okay.
That's better.
She's asking you a question, what your knowledge was about kidney disease, and let's go from there. We got about 3 minutes.
I go, well, no, I don't study kidney disease. But if you want to know how a healthy kidney works, I can share it with you. I have a whole book of pathologies. I don't study pathology. She came one more time, and a week before Christmas was her last visit. And here this lady had said that she would never stop taking her green products and never stop. She and her chiropractor, and she said, I'm going to get my husband in here because this will help him too. He's got the same thing I got. The end of January, she was admitted to the hospital for hemorrhaging, internal hemorrhaging. She was in the hospital for most all of February, and she died the end of February. So from December, 2 months later, after listening to the rhetoric of a nurse that challenged the skill of a physician, and you had clear evidence that it works for you, and you're going to let the medical profession dissuade you, that's the power they have to help people understand you never need to see a chiropractor. That's bunk.
Right.
We spend approximately 120, 140 more hours, classroom hours, than medical doctors. We study the same stuff. We just look at it differently. We just treat it differently. And so what I've learned from that is that if we listen to what mainstream media tells you, you'll be misled. You will be misled, and you'll be hiding under a rock like everybody else. What I want to mention, John, is that I do have a YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and type in Dr. Wilbert, WILBERT.com, I have a few videos on there that gives an overview of exercise physiology, why you should never do a jumping jack again, kind of explain some of the energy balancing procedures. My website is about 10 days away from being complete. I'm rewriting it. I'm targeting a different audience and just getting the message out to people who want to be well, like premier athletes. They want to be well. Most people in their right minds want to be well, and AccuTouch is the solution. Once you modify your lifestyle, once you commit to modifying your lifestyle, once you know and have a deep, heartfelt belief that your body can't do anything wrong and that it's always in a state of healing, it's just that what is it trying to heal? It cannot heal a memory because memories never go away. You have to take those memories and reassign them. So when you come up with an experience between now and the end of the year, and it didn't make you feel bad, it didn't make you feel good, it made you feel less than good, change the ending of the experience. Go back and relive it and make
Doctor,
it positive.
Thank you.
It's a huge impact on humankind.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome, John.
Have a great weekend.
All righty.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy plan, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, everything. Firearms, please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.